This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, this song gives me flashbacks. Gives me flashbacks to high school, Anthony, playing NCAA football, where this was the, I can't remember what year, but this was the main song on the soundtrack one year. Obviously, classic De La Soul. Far earlier track than when I was in high school, but that's, certain songs just put you in time and place, Anthony. And that's what that song does to me.
I wish I could say I remember.
No, this was before you were playing video games. Yeah. Young man.
Now, I might have been playing video games, but just maybe not football.
Let's see. If I was in high school, let's pretend I was 16 years old. Let's pretend it's like my sophomore, my junior year of high school.
So I was in fifth grade.
All right. See, as you get older, age gaps matter less.
They do.
As when you're younger, you realize that, what are you now? You're 7 years younger than me? Yeah. That 7 years when you're 16 is a lot bigger difference, because you're just a wee lad at nine.
Yeah.
At nine. It does make discussions like this fun, though, because we're at slightly different time periods, although I feel like I'm an outside arbiter for this conversation as someone who, while I have lived in DC for nearly 10 full years, this August will be my celebration of a decade in DC. But Anthony, you grew up here and have been a DC sports fan your entire life. And this audio from Ted Leonsis struck me yesterday. He was on Grant and Danny in celebration of Alex Ovechkin's scoring of the 895th goal to break Wayne Gretzky's record. And he had this to say about Ovi's place, not just in his own life and in Capitals history, but in DC sports history.
Alex is in a class by himself right now. When you break an all-time record in the league, and we've had MVPs pass through here. Wes Unseld is an all-time great, but for Alex to do what he's done, it can be debated. I'm certainly open for the debate, but I'd have to say he's the most important athlete in a professional sport in Washington, D.C. Certainly when we drafted him 20 years ago, I don't think that would have come into the conversation. And so he's earned it. I mean, his longevity, his body of work, his accomplishments, and what he's done for the community, and what he's done as a person, his charitable work, his outgoing personality and nature. He loves the fans. He loves the community. He loves the kids, right? What he gives back to charity, we're not scripting. He's doing it because it's organic and authentic to him. And every accolade, every statue, everything that he gets, he deserves, he's earned. And, I'm going to be forever grateful to him.
I 100, first of all, understand why Ted feels that way. There's no doubt that Alex Ovechkin is the greatest athlete that has played under Ted Leonsis' stewardship of the teams that he owns. It's not, and especially given the time period, right? There's been no greater capital ever. There has been no wizard greater than he is as a capital. So, you know, Mystics wise, like Elena just retired. Let's give her her flowers as an all-time great. But also some of her greatness comes in Chicago. You know, she wins the title here, but one of her MVPs is a member of the Sky. And I think that's the thing that makes Alex's case so damn convincing of the greatest DC athlete, certainly of the modern era. And I'm going to say modern post-World War II, post-NFL merger, somewhere around 1960. Let's say, like the television sports era. There are guys that I think have better cases pre that, if you want to really challenge Ovechkin. One would be Walter Johnson, but like when half the population couldn't play baseball based off the color of their skin, you have a hard time convincing me that that guy's... Like, he was going against the best white dudes back then, and damn was he good. But, like, what happens to his numbers if everybody's allowed to play? It's a valid question. No doubt in Major League Baseball history, he's one of the greatest of all times, but it is hard to compare anything pre-Jackie Robinson and really, you know, go like 10 years past Jackie when baseball was truly integrated and the truly best players of everywhere. And that, not to mention, you know, I'd say everywhere, but... modern times, like Shohei Ohtani, just based off geography and technology and the ability to fly across oceans, is not playing in Major League Baseball in 1947, 1957, 1977, or maybe even 1987. So I think it's worth pointing out that, like, the more global sports have become, the more talent-rich these leagues have become, the greater the accomplishments in some ways of the modern player, because they are truly, truly, truly facing the best in the world all around. That said, you know, Walter Johnson could only play who he was playing against, and that guy was one of the greatest pitchers of all time. And in a lot of ways, baseball statistics do stand up to longevity. The other guys that are worth mentioning, the other one I would say, and of course, Johnson played, just to kind of clean up here, Senators from 1907 to 1927, all-time leader in regular season shutouts, number two all-time in Major League Baseball history and career war, only behind Babe Ruth, and led Senators to the 1924 World Series. Anthony, you were the one who looked up all that data. I do not want to take credit for your research. Anything else you'd like to add on Walter Johnson?
He has a school out there in Bethesda, Maryland.
Okay.
Dedicated to him.
Thanks. Thanks, Anthony, for your contributions beyond the ones that I read. Sammy Baugh is the other early, like, pre-1950s player that is worth mentioning in the all-time category. Baugh is the still the third leading all-time passer in Washington franchise history, 21,000 yards. He is less than 1,000 yards behind Sonny Jurgensen, not to mention the partnership those two had in the broadcast booth forever. Joe Theismann is the franchise's all-time leading passer with about 25,000 yards. And there is about a 5,000-yard or over a 5,000-yard difference between Baugh in third and Kirk Cousins in fourth. He is also the franchise's all-time leader in touchdowns with 187. Hilariously, he is also the franchise leader in interceptions. He threw 203. And Anthony, that might explain the fact that he had more touchdowns or interceptions than touchdowns. Might explain the fact that it's why they didn't really like the forward pass that much back in the day. But Baugh was a guy who was an innovator in that. He was so far ahead of his time. And frankly, still Sonny was ahead of his time when Sonny was playing in terms of the amount that those teams threw the football. Of course, Baugh also kicked. He also played DB. So Sammy Baugh, truly a legend, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest NFL players ever. But played in an era where the game is totally different than we currently identify it as. And so, and by the way, played on teams that were not integrated. As well, worth mentioning. And so I think it's hard to put either of those two guys over Ovechkin in terms of either greatness or importance.
Oh, I mean, it's
maybe importance. That actually becomes an interesting conversation, though, because, like,
I think when you think about Sammy Baugh and, like, his contribution to football, him being the catalyst for the modern day football, what we see now, I think importance wise, I think he definitely has a legitimate case just because he moved the game in a way Ovi and, you know, Walter Johnson didn't necessarily do.
Yeah, well, I mean, Johnson played in, like, what was it? They called the dead ball era. Yeah. So, like, totally different. Basically a different sport. As much as baseball has ever changed, it was a different sport. So, the important thing then to me, though, goes beyond just what is on the field and or on the ice or on the court. And this is where I think I'd be very curious to open it up to the phones at 301-230-0980. You might just say, because his greatness is so overwhelming, Ovechkin's the right answer. And I'm not trying to find ways to take stuff away from Ovi. There's one athlete whose face on DC Sports Mount Rushmore is etched in stone and is not coming off, and it's Alex Ovechkin if we're talking about greatness. Everyone else is up for debate. But in terms of importance, I think when you look at the impact of the sport, the impact of the sport on the city, right? He's playing hockey in D.C. He's not playing hockey in Detroit, not playing hockey somewhere in Canada. When you look at any kind of cultural relevance, which, you know, in D.C., there have been some athletes that have really touched the culture and touched the city in different ways. Not that Ovi hasn't been a good community member, just it's different. And then I think, you know, this is a football and basketball town. So are there any, well, there's not a defining quarterback. In fact, the kind of legend of the Washington football franchise's success is that they did it with three different quarterbacks. Who's the most important athlete in DC sports history? Leonsis says it's Ovechkin, but he's open to the debate. So, Ted, if you're listening, we're going to have the debate for you. This is for Ted Leonsis's entertainment, everybody. Next here on The Hoffman Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.